Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The days of cholera, typhoid and other diarrheal diseases may be over for Harare residents as government secures funds to revamp the former Sunshine City's dilapidated water system.
We've secured resources of $141 million. Disbursement will start in early June, in a week from now, and this money is going to go towards the purchase of pipes, new piping, new filters, new pumps for the city of Harare.
Residents and business people in Mutare criticize Finance Minister Tendai Biti's new income tax bill, saying the government is rushing the law in a bid to reap where it did not sow.
Right now in Mutare, we have a catastrophe. I think Honorable Kanzama will confirm to you later on. The situation within industry is catastrophic, but we want to resist thoroughly. And if it means for the first time company executives will go on a toy in the road, we'll do it.
And the Zimbabwe Election Commission next week embarks on a 30-day ward-based mobile voter registration blitz ahead of crucial polls expected sometime this year.
The days of cholera, typhoid and other diarrheal diseases caused by water shortages in Harare may soon be a thing of the past. Finance Minister Tendai Biti says the Treasury has secured enough resources to finance the refurbishment of the city's dilapidated water system. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Finance Minister Tendai Biti says Treasury has secured $140 million for the Harare City Council to replace old and burst water pipes throughout the city. The minister says water shortages currently being experienced in the capital are a result of leakages of purified water occurring as it is channeled from the Morton Jaffre waterworks to end users throughout the city.
We've secured resources of $141 million. Disbursement will start in early June, in a week from now, and this money is going to go towards the purchase of pipes, new piping, new filters, new pumps for the city of Harare.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Harare Mayor Muchadei Masunda, but caught up with the MDCT chief whip in the local authority, Victor Chifojga. Councillor Chifojga said the treasury disbursement will help ensure ratepayers have access to clean water within the shortest possible time.
It's going to go a long way because it's going to rehabilitate the sewer pipes, water pipes, pressure valves at Morton Jeffrey, and it's going to make Harare to have water, Norton, Chitungwiza and Rua, all those challenges with water. It is going to be the thing of the past if we get that money.
The council official said Townhouse is failing to provide adequate water to residents, partly because government has not been paying what it owes to council.
If they pay that amount, I think we could give a good service delivery to the residents of Harare.
A statement released by the finance ministry yesterday says government owes $350.2 million to its local service providers, including local authorities. Meanwhile, Chifojga says the Harare City Council is still pursuing a $188 million loan request it made to the Chinese government, adding if approved, water shortages and rationing will be a thing of the past in the city. But Minister Biti says the resources secured by Treasury are enough to deal with water problems in the city.
The $141 million which we have secured hopefully will go a long way towards ensuring that places like Mapfugu and Greendale, which have become permanent deserts, have water in Harare. So we hope that the work can start as soon as possible.
Investigations by Studio 7 indicate that suburbs such as Mapfugu, Tafara, Greendale and Ashton Park have gone for more than a week now without water. Health experts warn outbreaks of waterborne diseases such as cholera and typhoid could soon resurface in Harare if water shortages persist. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.